You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Until the time of restoration of all things. Now, I want you to notice that Peter associated times of refreshing. We call them very often revived. Times of refreshing, notice that he connected that with the second coming of Christ. Peter taught us that times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord of the Lord's return.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now turn with me to Acts, the third chapter. The third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. You know, here Peter preaches a sermon on the day of Pentecost. And then in Acts 3, here, he preaches another sermon. Now, his first sermon in Acts 2 gives reference to the Lord Jesus' resurrection. But here, you'll find that he gets in his message here over to the end time. And it's a message that particularly applies to us. Beginning to read to the 19th verse, he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Now another translation reads just a little differently. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that there may come." I like that translation. "So that there may come times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord." Now let's go on reading. Verse 20. "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." Now you'll find that the Greek word translated restitution can also be translated restoration. And many translations, you may have one that'll read that way. Now notice, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the time of restoration." Until the time of restoration of all things. Now, I want you to notice that Peter associated times of refreshing. We call them very often revivals. Times of refreshing, notice that he connected that with the second coming of Christ. Peter taught us that times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord in the time of the Lord's return. Things to notice. Times of refreshing. Times of restoration. This teaches us that just before the Lord's second coming, there will be, number one, times of refreshing. Two, times of restoration. Now, what do you mean, restoration? I think we know something about refreshing. What do you mean by restoration? Well, restoration of the power, restoration of the authority, restoration of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you see, after all, the body of Christ is Christ. He is the head, we are the body. And the only way that Christ, who is the head of the church, And you remember Paul writing there to the church at Ephesus, talks about Jesus being raised from the dead and ascending on high and sitting down at the right hand of the Father. He talks about the fact that we died with him, that we were raised with him, and that we're seated with him. Amen. When he finished it, he said that Christ is made the head, hallelujah, of the church, over all things. But you know, the head, your head, for instance, cannot exercise any authority anywhere else except through your body. Amen. Now you just take your head off and take it over somewhere else and let it endeavor to exercise authority. It won't exercise a bit. Because why? The body's dead. When you take the head off. And so Jesus is not going to exercise any authority on the earth. You know, per se. I mean, him personally. And he's not going to exercise any power on the earth. But I tell you, he's going to do it through his church, which is his body. Amen. But you see, the church has been so weak because they haven't recognized the authority of their head and the authority that belonged to them. And they haven't recognized power. Oh, yeah, Jesus has got power. Oh, yes. Like I was preaching a certain place, you know, and I said some people just think, you know, that the Lord can do anything, anywhere, anytime he wants to, under any circumstances, he can just do anything he wants to do. Right in front of me. Second pew from the front, the center section in this church, just spoke up and said, amen, bless God, I do. Stood up and said it. Just stood right straight up and said it. Amen, bless God, I do. Without thinking, you know, the Holy Ghost really told off on it. Somebody speaking, and I turned around and looked to see, and there wasn't anybody speaking, and then I realized it's coming out of my mouth. Without thinking, I said, if he can do anything he wants to do, why don't he make you pay your tithes? I'd never seen the fellow before in my life, never laid eyes on him. See, he stood up and said, amen, bless God, I do. I said, well, if he can, why don't he make you pay your tithes? He got down behind the seat. I mean, he got down behind the seat. God told off on him right there in front of the whole crowd. Amen. Are you listening to him? Well, you see, there's a lot of things that the Lord wants to do, and he's been trying to do for a lot of people, and they won't let him. But you see, he carries out his work through the church. He received authority, you see. I remember one time when Jesus appeared to me in one of the visions, and he said something to me that just absolutely upended my theology. And you know, sometimes our theology needs upending if it's not in line with the Word of God. He was talking about this very fact of authority and power. And he said to me on the tail end of that vision, actually, it lasted about an hour and a half, the whole thing. And he's talking to me about the devil and demons and how to deal with them. I didn't know too much about them up to then or how to deal with them. He was standing up just about high as the ceiling, and I was kneeling. And there was a demon ran up between the two of us. Looked like similar. Not exactly, but a whole lot like a little monkey. And he just, black cloud, just like a smoke screen, you know, and I couldn't see Jesus. And then he began to jump up and down and throw his arms out like that and kick his legs out, and in a real shrill voice, holler, yakety yak, 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 yak. Just shrill, like a whistle, just hurt your ears. Now there I'm kneeling, and Jesus is saying some things that I need to hear, and I just almost panic. I said, well, don't Jesus know I'm not hearing him? I could hear the sound of his voice. I could hear the sound of his voice, but couldn't distinguish a word, and I couldn't see him because of that smoke screen or cloud. dark cloud that he put up. And you know, and I want to hear that, some very valuable information. And then I thought, well, now, don't Jesus know that I can't hear him? I don't know what he's saying. And then I thought, why don't Jesus do something about that? Don't let him do that far to begin with. Why don't he do something about that? Now, you see, if you listen a little bit, you'll learn something about authority and power, and you'll learn why a lot of things happen. I did, and I didn't know it up till then. So I'm talking. I could just hear the sound of his voice, not distinguishing a word, and I knew I needed to get it. So finally, in desperation, I just cried out, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to shut up. When I said that, kerflop, the demon hit the floor. The cloud disappeared. And he just lay there trembling, you know, and a whining like a little old pup that you'd whipped.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Coming up next month, May the 4th, International Rhema Day. So Denise, tell us what International Rhema Day really is.
So International Rhema Day is a way for you to support, both through prayer and finances, for Rhema Bible Training College. Everybody that comes to Rhema Bible Training College is on a scholarship. International Rhema Day goes to help those students graduate from Rhema, to go out into the world, to bring Jesus to this entire world. And so when you partner, you can partner as an individual. Maybe you want to get a group together. Churches can participate, and you pray for Rhema, and then you support with a financial gift. And of course, tell others about Rhema. They may not know what Rhema Bible Training College has to offer.
And the way this got started is every time that we had a crusade, my grandfather always had a Rhema Day.
Yes.
And then we decided, well, let's make one day International Rhema Day and invite churches all around the world to take up a special offering for Rhema Bible Training College to help with that scholarship.
Like, yes. I said,
keeps our tuition very, very low.
Very low.
Just to encourage you, if you want to get involved in International Rhema Day, go to rhema.org /IRD and find out more information.
Yes.
About that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Jesus is Coming Again. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.